everybody, and welcome to this special on Mars transiting in Pisces that happens this year from the 23rd of April to the 1st of June. Okay, so first I'm going to start by talking about the astrological, practical, worldly, collective, political, spiritual, symbolic and creative and emotional meanings of Mars transiting in Pisces. So Mars transiting in Pisces blends the fiery energy of Mars with the dreamy, intuitive, enigmatic, spiritual, energy of Pisces. So Mars in astrology represents energy, ambition and assertiveness, and it rules all our drives like motivation drives, sex drives and stuff like that. Pisces is a water sign known for its sensitivity and intuition, and also the things that we keep hidden. So this can be family secrets, secrets of our own, and also things that are hidden from our logical, rational, dense material world, such as the spiritual realms. So Mars in Pisces can influence us to take action based on our emotions and instincts rather than logic. Positively, it brings a sense of compassion, creativity and spiritual growth, and it can increase our empathy towards ourselves and others. But negatively, Mars in Pisces can cause confusion, a lack of motivation or direction, and a tendency towards escapism or passive aggressiveness and deception, wanting to be deceived as well, ignoring red flags, and also sexual deception, because I have to mention that, because Mars is with our drive, so just deception can happen in our sexual physical relationships, or just even deception with the ways that we lie to ourselves, like, oh, I'm going to do some exercise, but I'm going to eat 10 pizzas at the same time. It's like the things we do to deceive ourselves that we are doing something good, but we're really not, because what we're putting in is not what we're what we're getting out of it is not what we're putting in. So yeah, the best use of this energy is to channel it into creative activities or spiritual practices, or self-help, getting to know yourself and others on a deeper level, or being more charitable, so giving, volunteering and stuff like that. By focusing on and using creativity and compassion, you can make the most of this period and engage in activities that not only nourish your physical body but also your soul, and allow yourself to connect with yourself and others on that deeper level is the best use. So that's the short version. If you want the longer version, keep on listening. So yeah, psychologically, Mars in Pisces can signify a time of increased emotional depth and sensitivity. It can also bring up unresolved issues or hidden desires that need addressing. This transit encourages us to be more self-reflective and explore our subconscious motivations and our thoughts, and the reason behind why we do things and say things and think things, basically. So practically, it encourages us to tap into our artistic, creative, imaginative side and to pursue projects that require imagination and compassion. But as I said, there can be a tendency towards idealism and escapism. So it's essential to balance dream and imagination right now with practicality. So yeah, Neptune energy, which rules Pisces, and especially because it's Mars fiery, and even though it's more subtle when it's in Pisces, Pisces sort of calms down the Mars energy, but because it does calm it down to such an extent, it can make us ignore red flags, escape into more of our toxic habits, whether that be excessive gaming, hookuping, drinking alcohol, taking too much drugs and anything else that is extremely toxic to us in excess as well. And we may want to be tricked and lied to because we want to escape, so we may do anything, even believe in a lie willingly, being deceived, and this can lead to sort of like overspending or losses on the financial realm of life. So just be careful, be practical, seek out advice and be gentle with yourself as well, and try not to make rush decisions. So collectively, this energy on the worldly materialistic level wants us to focus on our spiritual growth rather than just going after, you know, material things like, you know, earning money and just spending and being, you know, overly materialistic. It wants us to get more in touch with our psychological states, our emotions, the spiritual elements of life as well, and we may find fulfillment in helping others and giving to charity or seeking a deeper meaning beyond, you know, the material possessions and realm and relationships as well. On the political front, it can make, you know, political leaders more empathetic and more open to being compassionate, and leaders may prioritize diplomatic solutions over aggression and conflict resolution through understanding and compromise. So this is good to energy for, you know, the many sort of like disasters we've got going on in our world at the moment, for it to be resolved in some way, or just resolving things in our communities and families as well. Being open to listening to all sides of the arguments rather than just forcing our will on others. Spiritually and esoterically, Mars in Pisces wants us to sort of like dig deep into self-reflection and connect with our higher self or higher power. It's a good time for spiritual practices such as Tai Chi, meditation, yoga, and exploring mystical spiritual teachings. We may feel a stronger pull towards understanding universal truths and connecting with the divine. Symbolically, this transit represents a merging of passion and intuition, logic, you know, with intuition as well, where our actions, thoughts and words can be guided more by our inner wisdom and empathy. It encourages us embracing being vulnerable and using emotions as a source of strength rather than just seeing them as a weakness, because they're not. I found even with my personal life, they're only a weakness when we ignore them and move on, and we do everything to run. We can hide from them in the most subtle way, so it's just so important to try and understand yourself on that emotional psychological level, especially the reasoning behind your motivation drives, your sexual drives as well. So this Mars in Pisces really helps us to really get to the root of our emotional reactions and our thought and behaviour patterns as well, if we're open to it as well. And not seeing emotions negatively is key, and learning to work with your emotions is much, much more better than running away from them. And Mars in Pisces allows us that energy and space to slow ourselves down and to be open to it, and it being, you know, self-reflection, understanding, love, acceptance, and just, you know, be open to just love and the loving of our shadow selves as well. So creatively, Mars in Pisces inspires us to take unconventional approaches to problem solving and artistic creative expression and everything that we do right now. It allows us to trust in our intuition and explore uncharted territories, especially in our creative sort of like pursuits and projects. But I know that when we have fear and unresolved psychological and emotional wounds, that can be hard to trust our intuition. So don't be so hard on yourself if you're like, no, my intuition tells me to do crazy things, because when we're unhealed or we're not working towards our healing, because I don't believe we're ever healed, we're always healing, we can mistake fear for intuitive voice, and this can lead us into, you know, excessive drug taking and self-destructive behaviours. So I understand, so just do the best that you can to stay grounded at this time and be open to your intuition. But I fully understand that, you know, when we live in fear, or not when we live in fear, but when we have unresolved issues and many voices that tell us horrible things, you know, repeating nasty words our ex-lovers or parents or anyone else may have said, going around in our head as well as our self-criticism, it can be hard to discern that small still voice. So yeah, emotionally, Mars in Pisces wants us to increase our sensitivity towards ourselves and others. It wants us to sort of like favour deep emotional connections and understanding rather than superficial understanding and surface level stuff. We can feel more in tune with our own emotions and those of those around us, leading to greater empathy in relationships. So ultimately, you know, it wants us to do the things that resonate with us on the soul level, tap into the depths of our imagination to, you know, bring out work, creative work. Sometimes singing, dancing, even if it's badly screaming and doing things, creative things to work through our emotions and, you know, spiritual and psychological wounds can really help us, you know, create works that speak of universal truths and emotions. So go on, you know, use this energy to suck yourself and to unleash some of those hidden talents or talents that you haven't been using for a while as well. So now I'm going to talk about the aspects that Mars makes this year when it goes into Pisces from the 23rd of April to the 1st of June. So the first aspect, the moon is making a quinquox with Mars, and quinquox energy always brings challenges. So, you know, it may add to the friction and the sense of unease during this time. It can bring a clash between our emotions and desires that can lead to internal tension that can get in the way of us using the assertive energy of Mars in Pisces. So yeah, whenever there's a quinquox, whether it's in a transit chart or your own birth chart, it always wants us to change and make adjustments, and sometimes we need to make adjustments several times in the same day. You know, not just changing our mind, but changing our stance. It's about changing your approach with people, changing your approach with situations that come up right now as well, and allowing yourself to work with your emotions and not push them away. And the assertive energy of Mars can help you do this, so confront the things you want to run away from. So that's the best use of the moon's quinquox to Mars, is to work with your emotions rather than, you know, just let them get all pent up inside of you and push them away. Mars also makes a sextile to Jupiter, so this brings courage, confidence and optimism, and also brings a boost to Mars' assertive tendencies, and this can help us tap into our motivational, sexual and other drives and take on the challenges that come up right now, or what we're already going through in our lives, with a sense of clarity, purpose and enthusiasm. Mars also makes a sextile to Uranus, so this allows us and supports us in being more original, innovative in our thinking and self-expression, and allows us to be open and be willing to embrace change, which is good because this is what the quinquox of the moon and Mars wants us to do. It also allows us to resolve any conflicts that come up right now by taking a more of a unique approach to solving our problems, being more creative and flexible and adaptable with our energies and time and other resources and our thinking and action at this time as well. Mars also makes a conjunction to Neptune, so this can really add to us wanting to escape and be lost in illusion, and add to us being confused at this time and being delusional. You know, this energy can blur the boundaries between what is said and what is done, and what we understand by what is said and what's being done. So make sure we ask for that clarity to avoid misunderstandings and misplaced actions that are driven by idealism rather than practicality right now can lead you into hot water. So as I said, you can ignore red flags, and we may want to ignore the red flags, and we may think, oh, this is good, you know, but we may get ourselves deeper into trouble. So just make sure, as I said, new people could come in at this time and it could sound all too good to be true. And this doesn't mean don't be open to a chance of romance or something new. That's not what I'm saying, but just make sure you don't ignore the practicalities. Mars also makes a square to the midhaven, and this can add to the tension between our personal ambitions, our goals right now, and our external expectations and responsibilities, especially in our careers and workplace and with our co-workers and bosses and stuff. So it challenges us to find a balance between our inner motivations and outer obligations, responsibilities, and make sure we're honest and say if we can do something, and if we can't do it, be honest about that. And if we do commit, try and keep to that commitment to avoid disappointing ourselves and others. And just being honest about our capabilities can really go a long way right now. So yeah, now I'm going to talk about the holistic karmic meanings, past life implications and karmic lessons, then talk about more about how Mars transiting in Pisces affects our relationships on a deeper level, and then talk about how it affects our career and educational development and stuff like that. So yeah. So holistically, as mentioned, Mars transiting in Pisces is a period where the assertive and direct Mars energy interacts with the sensitive and spiritual realm of Pisces, encouraging us to take action based on our intuition, compassion and empathy. So it's a time to confront our fears, address our past psychological, emotional and spiritual trauma and wounds, and seek healing on the soul level, on the deep level, not on the surface level. It's about going deep, rooting out the first instance of rejection, for example, and this can help us heal, you know, the triggers that happen any other time when we hear no and other people reject us or life seems to reject us and stuff. So getting to the root cause of our issues and starting or continuing the work of healing them is what the karmic sort of like meaning is. In terms of past life implications, Mars in Pisces can bring up deep-seated karmic patterns and unresolved issues from your past lives. Now, for some of you who are into all the spiritual stuff and do past life regression or whatever, you may be aware of your past lives. For others, it can just be more of a subtle things where the things that happen right now are reflecting what happened in past lives, and it may not be a conscious memory of yours. It may be a subconscious memory. So what this energy wants you to do is to work through the situations that come up right now to deal with assertiveness, aggression or conflict resolution, to sort of like deal with these issues in a way that's authentic to you, and it offers us the opportunity to release old karmic burdens and to find closure with past life connections or trauma. So like I said, people from your past may come up, lessons from your past may come up in terms of new people coming in your life and stuff like that. So just be open to being gentle with yourself and to understanding and letting go right now. So all the karmic lessons that happen right now want you to assert yourself without aggression, to nurture your boundaries without walls, and to take decisive action from a place of empathy rather than a place of aggression and, you know, conflict. And it's a time to understand the interconnectedness of our actions and the consequences they produce, and it highlights the importance of being mindful with our choices and understanding the choices and thoughts that we have and make and the impact they have on ourselves and others. So it's time to embrace the energy of this transit as an opportunity for inner growth, forgiveness, self-understanding, love and respect. And doing this can lead to not only healing but profound shifting the karmic dynamics of your sort of like karma, and also help you with your personal evolution as well. So Mars in Pisces invites us to navigate the waters of emotions with courage and grace, fostering spiritual growth and karmic awareness, and allowing ourselves to be transformed by the fiery energy of Mars and the sensitive energy of Pisces during this period. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about how Mars in Pisces affects our relationships. So in terms of family relationships, it can bring a sense of compassion and understanding within our family unit. So it's a good time to deepen our emotional connections and offer each other support. Negatively, there can be passive aggressiveness, you know, because the Pisces energy is known for that as well, and Mars is here as well, and increased sensitivity. And even if you're not normally passive aggressive, or people are not normally that way, that can be during this time, and this can lead to potential conflicts if emotions are not communicated effectively. So communication is key throughout all friendships and family relationships and all relationships right now as well. In terms of friendship, it allows us to be more empathetic and supportive. This can make us create closer connections and strengthen our emotional bonds as well. But negatively, the increase in emotions can lead to misunderstandings or hurt feelings amongst our friendship groups as well, if communication is unclear or intentions are misinterpreted. So as I was saying earlier, make sure you state your intentions clearly, double check facts and figures. If you misunderstand or you're not clear what someone means by what they say, then ask them to repeat it as well, and don't jump the gun. Ask questions first before reacting or acting, basically. In terms of co-worker relationships, it can increase our teamwork and collaboration in the workplace. It encourages us to be more creative and empathetic with our co-workers, and this can lead to smoother interactions. Negatively, conflicts can come up if boundaries are not respected, and if there is a lack of clarity in communication, that can potentially add to the tension and add to the misunderstanding among co-workers. So it's important to clarify. Clarification is the key word of Mars transiting in Pisces. In terms of committed couples, it can allow us to be more intimate and understand our partners more and be more romantic and dreamy. But negatively, it can, because of our emotional sensitivity or the need to escape from, you know, our issues in our relationships, it can lead to us sort of like not wanting to face reality and, you know, running away from addressing the underlying issues that are in our relationships. And then this can just lead to breakdown and just more sort of moodiness. So just try and talk, even if sometimes it is hard to be honest about emotional stuff and pain and suffering that may have been caused by past actions of one or both partners. So just be gentle, try and create that active, safe listening space and give each other, you know, time to sort of like process their emotions and understand them and deepen that bond, you know, because after the storm that could happen, you know, the bond can be really, really more closer and tighter. In terms of hookup relationships, the same can happen again. It can allow us to have more meaningful and intimate encounters with our hookup and partners due to the increased need for emotional connection or psychological or spiritual connection. But negatively, the increased emotions can create blurred boundaries and unrealistic expectations, and this can cause confusion or misunderstandings. And as I said, people may want to be lied to and may want to ignore red flags right now as well, so this can add to the deception. So it's essential for clear communication, mutual understanding, asking those questions and not being afraid to ask those questions, as I said before. So in terms of career development, when Mars is in Pisces, as I said, it can make us more creative, intuitive. We can find ourselves more inclined towards artistic or humanitarian plans. Some of you may want to change career or get promoted in your career or become self-employed in a more healing sort of charitable capacity. It's a good time to explore unconventional career paths that align with your deeper values and beliefs. In terms of personal development, as this energy of Mars in Pisces is all about going within, self-reflection, people may feel more connected or want to be more connected to their emotions and have more empathy towards themselves and others, and this can lead to deeper interpersonal relationships and a greater sense of understanding. It's a time to dig deep into our emotional healing and explore subconscious patterns that may be holding us back from our spiritual growth. In terms of spiritual development, it wants us to, you know, meditate more, maybe be more mindful about our thoughts and actions and behaviors, and explore mystical teachings to deepen our connection to the divine and our inner self as well. So ultimately, it wants us to seek higher truths on the spiritual level, develop ourselves spiritually, starting or continuing the work. In terms of our educational development, Mars in Pisces wants us to be more creative or holistic in the way we learn things right now as well. We can have a more of a deeper, or be inspired to have a deeper appreciation for the arts, creativity, music and mystical, mythological even subjects, and this can lead to us being more imaginative and intuitive in the way that we go about acquiring knowledge and researching information as well. We may find ourselves drawn towards subjects that allow for self-expression and spiritual growth, that increase our overall educational experience. It's a time to embrace our creativity and intuition, especially in the realm of going after knowledge and developing ourselves on the career, spiritual, educational, personal levels. So now I'm going to finish up by talking about the best things for creative professionals, entrepreneurs and alternative healers and lovers to do when Mars is transiting in Pisces. Okay, so for creatives, it allows us to be more imaginative and intuitive. So activities that allow for the free flowing of our creativity, such as painting, writing, dancing, writing music and stuff like that, can be really, really fruitful and productive and bring rewards right now, as well as exploring with new techniques and just, you know, thinking about different ways to unleash and work with your creativity as well. Professionals, again, may find themselves able to connect with their clients and colleagues on a deeper level, and this makes it easier to work with others and to seek out new partnerships with others as well that align with your authentic values and goals. Networking events or team building exercises can be especially fruitful right now, as we may find it easier to understand and support each other's perspectives. Entrepreneurs can use this time to be more compassionate and intuitive about their business ventures and tap into their emotional intelligence. It's a good time to listen to your instincts and follow your gut feelings when making important business decisions. Being open to unconventional, non-traditional ideas or alternative approaches can lead to more innovative solutions and new opportunities for growth and new business ventures as well. Alternative healers can use this to sort of like tap into spiritual energies that can offer you new insights that can benefit your clients as well. It encourages you to trust your intuition and explore holistic methods that address the mind, body and spirit, sort of like healing rather than just focusing on individually the mind, the body and spirit, combining the focus on mind, body and spirit and working with healing practices that allow them to work in unison. And this is on the personal level as well, you know, doing your own personal shadow work and energy healing work as well as helping your clients to do inner work, shadow work and energy healing meditation and sound therapy as well can be really potent during this time as well, allowing you to channel your energies with greater ease and clarity. For lovers, again, it allows us to be more romantic, sensitive and compassionate, so it allows us to be more intimate with our partners and deepen our emotional connections as well. And, you know, activities that really allow us to bond emotionally, such to sharing heartfelt conversations, going on peaceful walks, listening or writing poetry to each other, dancing together, practicing act of services, you know, using each other's love language to surprise and support and to give to one another as well can strengthen the bond. Couples can find themselves more in tune to each other's needs and emotions, and this can lead to a greater understanding of one another's needs and deepen the harmony in your relationship as well. So overall, it's a good time to express your love and appreciation for each other through gestures that are both big and small, and create a nurturing, active, listening, supportive environment for your love to flourish. So all in all, when Mars is in Pisces, it brings a harmonious blend of intuitive action and compassionate energy that sort of paved the way for impactful projects driven by empathy, creativity and alternative ways of thinking and non-conforming. Balancing idealism with practicality is key during this transit, as it can help you channel the creative and spiritual energies that are at play right now and use them in a way that it helps you to bring tangible real life outcomes and benefits as well. So ultimately, it's a time to trust in the power of intuition and dig deep into the realms of creativity and emotional understanding, as well as spiritual and psychological awareness as well, and embrace vulnerability and authenticity. And this can lead to, you know, breakthroughs on the personal, artistic, creative, professional, spiritual levels, or any area that you direct your focus right now. So allow yourself to give in to the energy of intuition and love, and even loving your flaws, you know, and just serving and being vulnerable in a sort of creative way. So yeah, that's the end of this special of Mars transiting in Pisces. Take care and see you next time.